Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Yeah, could I have a number three with cheese and a large coffee?
Wolfen, down your lunch. Serving up today's top sports stories with Wolfen Luke.
Man, does it smell good.
Presented by Stadium Swim at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's ultimate sports fan destination.
All right, welcome back to the Wolf and Luke Show. I am Jesse Morrison here with Howard Balzer, Tim Ring filling in for Wolf, Luke, and Maloney today for some Wolf and Down Your Lunch. I'll get right into things. The D-backs completed a sweep of the Giants yesterday and have now won five games in a row. They are 1.5 games ahead of the Cubs for the second wildcard spot and 4 games back of the Phillies for the top wildcard spot. The Marlins sit a half game back of the Cubs, and the Reds sit a game back of the Cubs as well. The D-backs have 3 games this weekend at the Yankees, 3 games next week at the White Sox, and 3 games with the Astros to finish the season. Where do you see the D-backs finishing the regular season? Do they catch the Phillies? Do they stay where they are in the wild card? Do they fall to the third spot in the wild card, or do they miss the playoffs entirely?
They're not going to miss the playoffs entirely. I do not believe the D-backs are going to fall apart. They've come too far. They've gotten back up off the mat far too many times to go away quietly into the night here in these final 9 games. Are they going to keep rolling off victories? I mean, are they going to finish 7-2 in these last 9? You know, which would put them at, what, 12-2 in their last 14 after losing 3 or 4 to the Mets? I don't know. I don't think so. I do contend that, you know, winning 3 games in Yankee Stadium is going to be difficult. If they can just win that series, that'd be great. Go to Chicago, do what you can do there. I would say right now, Howard, if I had to predict, I would say they're going to stay right where they are and finish right behind the Phillies and ahead of, you know, maybe the Cubs if the Cubs can somehow get it together here down the stretch.
That's pretty much my thought. The Cubs have 10 remaining games. They play Pittsburgh again today. Then they have the Rockies for 3, at the Braves for 3, which is interesting because the Braves are one of the best teams in baseball, but they don't have a whole lot to play for. And then they finish at the Brewers, and the Brewers will probably have the division clinched by then. Jesse, how many games did you say the D-backs were behind the Phillies?
2.5, right?
They are 4 games.
No,
back,
2.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's 2.5 behind the Phillies. 4 games, I'd say there's no chance. I believe that should be their goal, as we talked about earlier, because that could be huge if they would be the first wild card. But I would. It's definitely going to be second or third. And, of course, in that respect, man, I don't know. Who would you rather play in the first round? You could be the Phillies, or it could be what? If you're 30, it could be the Brewers. Right?
Right.
So either way is not who knows how that would play out. But, I think they're going to finish second or third, but I'll say they're going to stay in the number two spot.
Here, I will say this, Jesse, before we move on. Make hay against the Yankees and the White Sox. Don't put a lot on that last series against the Astros. The Astros are really, really good, and they could be fighting for their division championship. So you got 6 games against 2 beatable organizations at this point in the season. Go take 4 or 5 out of 6 against the Yankees and the White Sox. Go out there and do it. Go out there and do it and put yourself in a good position so you don't need to beat the Astros. You don't need to sweep them in that final series of the season. We talked to Torrey Lovello last week. He is lining it up or trying to line up where Gallen and Kelly pitch next Friday and next Saturday against the Astros. And then the season finale, they'd probably have to go with Fott. So we'll see how that lines up.
And so much depends, obviously, on what the other teams do. It's notable among all these teams that are fighting for these spots, and some would say, well, San Francisco's done, but even if you throw them in, none of the teams play each other in any of the series between now and the end of the year. So there's a lot of teams out there trying to play spoiler.
And sticking in a similar realm of question, our Sanderson Ford poll question is up now at ArizonaSports.com. And it asks, which side of the National League playoff bracket would you rather be on if you are the D-backs? Braves or Dodgers?
Braves. Braves. Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, neither. It's going to be difficult either way.
Yes.
But I think it's pretty much established the Dodgers have the D-backs number. I mean, the D-backs played well against the Dodgers earlier in the year. But, man, late in the season. The D-backs went to Atlanta in mid to late July, and they won 2 out of 3. They had that classic game on a Tuesday where they won 16-13. Remember that one?
It's like their only good series of July.
But I'm telling you, from a psychological standpoint, totally. I'm telling you, this team is going to feel like they can beat the Braves a lot more than they feel like they can beat the Dodgers.
And that's
realistic.
That
goes a long way.
And that's realistic. I mean, the Braves are obviously a very good team, but the Dodgers are the Dodgers. And that's the reality of it.
All right. Well, the audience feels the same way. 60% of the audience says the Braves to 40% Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to tangle with the Dodgers until you have to.
Yeah. All right. And in Arizona Cardinals news, Kyler Murray posted a video on his TikTok page of him working out with the caption, "Soon." In ASU news, USC and star quarterback Caleb Williams will come to Tempe this weekend to play the Sun Devils. This brings me to a producer question. Who is more likely to be the starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals opening day 2024?
Oh, you're gonna
Kyler Murray or Caleb Williams?
You're going down this road?
I'm by the way, Kyler posted some more photos today of himself working out and the rehab and resistance training and all those things. But I don't know if you want to go first, Tim.
I'm going to go first. Now, I'm going to say Kyler Murray because I want to specifically answer your question. Who's more likely to be the starting quarterback? This has nothing to do with what Monty Austin-Ford feels about Kyler Murray or Caleb Williams. Looking around the NFL right now and the way the Cardinals have kind of played without Kyler Murray, I'm kind of thinking the Cardinals might not have the number one pick. Now, I know the Texans might, but I think that the chances the Cardinals might not have the opportunity to draft Caleb Williams. That's why I lean towards Kyler Murray being the guy. Now, the question for me changes if the Cardinals did have the opportunity to take him, what will they do? That's a discussion for a later day, Howard. But who's more likely at this point as we sit here in late September? I'm going to say Kyler Murray.
I agree, and I think a part of it, too, is that wherever the Texans end up picking, wherever the Cardinals picking, there's more. This is a loaded, at least it appears to be. It's a long way between now and the end of April. But this looks like it's going to be a loaded quarterback class. Caleb Williams is not going to be the only quarterback that teams will want to add to their roster. And so wherever the Cardinals pick, even if it's 4 or 5, they could be in position. And having Houston's pick, they could be in position to get so many draft picks and continue to build for the future around Kyler Murray that's why I think he's going to be here. And all this stuff that we've talked about for the last 6 months is going to be just a whole bunch of hot air.
Here's the other thing. You can talk about Shedeur Sanders and Drake May, and they could be outstanding NFL quarterbacks. If I'm Monty Austin-Ford, the only quarterback I'm considering moving Kyler Murray on for would be Caleb Williams. I mean,
No, I agree with
Drake May has 4 touchdowns and 4 interceptions right. This season.
But other teams will want one of the other guys if they're not going to get Caleb Williams. That's all I'm saying. And Caleb Williams, hey, he might end up being the best of this group. But there's never a guarantee. And so that's, you know, even if they were in position to get Caleb Williams, I think they can do better for the franchise by getting all the draft picks that they could acquire by trading for that choice. And if they can trade both choices that they have in the first round because teams want quarterbacks, all the better.
Well, it's just, you know, it's going to depend on how they evaluate Caleb Williams and how they evaluate Kyler Murray. But if they think Caleb Williams is going to be a generational quarterback and they're not sold on Kyler Murray, that's a whole different conversation that we're going to spend a lot of time talking about, I have a feeling, coming up over the next 7 months.
And a lot will depend, obviously, on what happens when he returns to play.